In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today's gospel is a different gospel than we're kind of used to at Christmas. See, we're used to the other three, which talk about the Annunciation, the angel coming to Mary and telling her about the birth of Christ. Or we're used to a genealogy at the beginning of Matthew and Luke. But this gospel, the gospel according to St. John, is different. There's no visitation, there's no genealogy, there's no setting up. Instead, it goes to the beginning, all the way back to the beginning, to Genesis 1. It's a very fascinating thing to think about for a Christmas morning celebrating the birth of Christ, to go all the way back before there was anything and think about the start. The gospel says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This is the proclamation of who Jesus is. I like to think of it as the first part of a three-part good news. It says, who Jesus is. He is the Word. He was with God. He is God. And he was there at the beginning. This sets up for us and for those in John's time a royal statement, a proclamation of holiness, stating who Jesus is, who that baby in a manger actually was. St. John makes it clear that Jesus is God. This goes against a lot of claims that were made by royalty. Often a conqueror would rewrite their own birth. Emperors were known to associate themselves with gods and demigods. And John says, before there was anything, there was Jesus. And all things were made through him. Without Jesus, nothing was made. Everything flows out of God in unity. The light and the life we have is through him. This is the first part of the good news. He gives us light and life. The light of the world, Jesus, is the life of man. And without him, there's only death, only darkness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Even though the fall in Genesis 3 happened, Jesus came to fix that. Now that the stage is set, though, St. John continues, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light." John the Baptist, John the forerunner, was the first witness about who Jesus really was. Yes, we have a declaration from the shepherds in the other gospels. We have a chorus of angels proclaiming who he is. But this is the prophet to call Israel, to call us back to God. That is who John the Baptist is. And you see, this is important because we often hear wrong things And right now, John is setting forth, maybe 30 years after Jesus ascended into heaven, he's already fixing some problems. See, people were questioning who John the Baptist really was. Was he also like Jesus? And John is saying, he's just a man. He's the first witness. He's a prophet calling out in the wilderness that the coming of the Lord is at hand. John came to bear witness about the light, the life, the kingdom of God that was coming. The gospel continues, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is what I believe the second part to the good news. The true light is coming. He came. God is going to tabernacle with us. If you don't know what tabernacle means, it means to dwell among you. The Lord who created everything, who holds the world in his hand, who gives life and breath to each one of us, gave that all up to join us. And it says, those who don't even know him. And when we do come to know him, he gave us the right to become children of God. It was by his choice to step out of heaven as a baby, as a commoner, as a lowly peasant, and to join us in this life. And through that, he opened the door for us to become children of God, heirs of eternity. That is the good news about this morning. It's not the presents that we get, though I opened mine in November because that's when I saw my family. So, the good news, the thing that we should be expectant about, is not the cool loot that we get, but it's that God who created the universe thought so highly of you and of me that he would make himself like us so that he could redeem us. That is the most amazing gift anyone could ever give. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." Jesus became flesh. See, another problem that was happening at the time that John was writing this were, there were a group of people who said, "We have secret knowledge," also known as Gnostics. And one of them was saying, well, some of them were saying that, well, Jesus really wasn't a man. He was a spirit who could do physical things. And right off the bat, John says, nope, he's man and God together. Fully man and fully God. We proclaim it every Sunday in either the Nicene Creed, well, mostly the Nicene Creed on Sundays, occasionally in the Apostles' Creed. But this is basically saying, no, this is who Jesus was. And he dwelt as a man to fulfill the law that no man could ever fulfill. To open the door so that we could actually have a good relationship with the creator of the universe. Therefore, it's this reason that the psalmist can write in Psalm 98, verse 2, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations." The good news has come to us. Salvation has been made known to us. The way has been opened. Most of us are not of Jewish descent, but we are made heirs through belief. That is the gift. That is what we are celebrating this morning. That's also why the prophet Isaiah can say in chapter 52, verse 10, "The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nation, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." This is not something to be hidden. This isn't a secret thing to make you rich. This isn't a secret thing to make you live longer. This is something that we're supposed to be proclaiming. A gospel is good news, and good news should be shared. I don't know what is better in your opinion, but in my opinion, I would rather have the good news shared with me than have an iPad or a video game or watch more Christmas movies that have nothing to do with actually what's going on. I'm almost Christmased out, just saying. But the good news is being proclaimed. Part of the Godhead came down and joined us in the most pitiful sort of way. And that's one of the other things that is contrary to whatever the world continually says. You see, normally we want to follow that person who is royal or powerful right from the beginning. Or we want to see that person who starts lowly and works their way to the top. Christ came first as a peasant, as a carpenter, with grace and truth, proclaiming that the way to God was open. And he opened it by what he did on the cross, which was the ultimate act of love. So he did two things. He stepped out of eternity to join us as a baby, walked life like we do, and then offered his life for us. And our response should be that Isaiah says in chapter 52, verse 7, "How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And he does. He sits at the right hand of the Father on high. Our God reigns. And our job this season is A, to worship him wholeheartedly, but B, is to be a witness like John the forerunner was for him. We should be bearing witness to that wonderful work that Christ did for us, that gift he gave us by making himself lowly, worth derision. The God of the universe is a simple peasant. Doesn't make any sense to this world. And yet, he offered himself up for us. And as John continues in chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is the gift That is what we celebrate this morning. That's actually what we celebrate every single time we come to the Eucharist table. God stepped out of eternity to join us and to pull us up out of sin and everything that pulls us down into death. He gave us a hand to pull into life. So we should join in witnessing to this wonderful gift that has no price. It's a priceless gift that we cannot buy, but we can freely give to those we care about and those we interact with. So today's gift, if you're meeting with family who don't know Jesus, is to be an icon of him, to be a witness to him, to show each other that life with Christ is actual life. And the way is open. And the rest of the Gospel of John actually is that showing of the third part of the good news. It's Jesus' walk through life and then his ultimate sacrifice for you and me, that ultimate gift that he gave us as a baby. And that is why it is so very important that we have our eyes fixed on the right reason for giving each other gifts. It's because we love each other. How much do you hate somebody to hold life back from them? That's the question. Because if we're not proclaiming Christ in our life, then we're saying to everybody that we interact with, I want you to die. May we be good witnesses to Christ and this gift, this amazing gift that he has given us. And may we be faithful and continue to seek him in our own lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.